He is the host of Babbittville, an inductee into both the USA Triathlon Hall of Fame and the Ironman Hall of Fame, and the co-founder of the Challenged Athletes Foundation. It's time for another edition of Talk Story with Bob Babbitt.
One Arm Willie. The date was November 5th, 2006. Willie Stewart was 23 miles into the New York City Marathon and hating life. Every part of his body was screaming in anger after he attacked the first half of the race like a man with a plane to catch. The wheels had not only come off the Stewart Express, he was now running on the rims and dragging those puppies along the pavement. The goal had been to run a fast one here in New York, but right now, all he wanted to do was finish the damn thing before the sag wagon scooped his sorry butt off the road. He was 19 minutes at 5K, 37:44 for 10K, and 1:21 at the half. Okay, you're right. This is nothing new. Stewart's personal best for the marathon is 2:42, and he's won the Catalina Marathon overall. He's also paddled the Grand Canyon and has spent 24 hours in a freezer riding a spin bike with another wacko named Antarctic Mike. Stewart tends to live his entire life with that fast-forward button on his personal remote pushed all the way to the floor. Then it happened. I'm staggering along, and all of a sudden I hear this motorcycle horn behind me, recalls Stewart. I'm thinking, what the hell is a motorcycle doing in this mosh pit right now? Then someone yells, out of the way, Lance Armstrong is coming through. My first thought was, I can't let Lance beat me. Armstrong, along with his very own Peloton, was in New York City for his first ever marathon attempt. Running legends Joan Benoit and Alberto Salazar were serving as his domestiques, carrying his water and gel, while the motorcycle clears the lesser knowns out of his path. And while Stewart and the other 38,000 huddled masses were braving 40-degree temperatures for 3.5 hours before the race, Armstrong and the rest of the invitees were kept in warm seclusion, waiting to be led to the front of the group a few minutes before tip-off. To get a sense of our man Willie's current plight, we need to take a quick trip in the Wayback Machine to get a snapshot of the weeks leading up to his current late-race crisis. October 21st, Stewart goes 11:16 at the Ford Ironman World Championship in Kona, Hawaii. Not bad for a guy with one arm. Try going 1:27 for a 2.4-mile swim with one arm tied behind your back, and then 6:03 for the bike and 3:40 for the marathon. October 28th, after driving from Redlands to San Francisco the day before, Stewart rode the 86-mile first stage of the Qualcomm Million Dollar Challenge bike ride from San Francisco to Santa Cruz. Then he drove from Santa Cruz back to Redlands, and the next day flew to Boston to be part of an experiment. Nature magazine is covering an anthropology study that's trying to prove that man is meant to run, not walk, says Stewart. November 1st. To prove their theory, they're testing out runners, and Stewart committed to putting in 3 hours for them on a treadmill at race pace, 4 days before the New York City Marathon. I'm not always the brightest bulb in the building, laughed Stewart. Now he was 3 miles from the finish of this bloody marathon, running on fumes with Armstrong breathing down his neck. My first thought was, what am I, chopped liver, says Stewart? If Lance is going to get me, he's going to have to earn it. At 30 kilometers, Stewart had a 6-minute gap on Armstrong. By 35K, it was down to a little over a minute and a half. Even though his legs were screaming, Stewart wasn't about to concede. If it wasn't for Lance, he continues, there's no way I would have gone under 3 hours. Take that, yellow jersey guy. One Arm Willie Stewart, 2:59.03. Lance Armstrong, 2:59.36. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Mr. Armstrong was racing Ironman 2 weeks earlier. While Willie Stewart was proving once again that sports are a great equalizer, 3,000 miles away that same Sunday morning, 110 athletes with missing limbs or in wheelchairs were being introduced as the stars of the day at the San Diego Triathlon Challenge, the largest fundraiser for the Challenged Athletes Foundation. In an interview a few years ago, I asked Stewart why he does what he does. He didn't hesitate. Sports makes me whole, he insisted. When I'm racing, I'm the same as everyone else out there. Not just the same, Willie. Sometimes even better.